Come chiama dal campione Ramadani? The Gemara says there's a story where the dog took a coal from a chotzer, from some yard that was guarded. The dog should not have been able to stump straw inside it. He took this coal and he burned down the goddess. But the goddess was in that yard or out of the yard, that was ready, nothing is where she tasted for this moment. But the point is, the dog walked in, he took a coal, a loaf of bread, he took a loaf of bread with the coal, and he put it on the goddess and he burned down the goddess. The halach is you pay Nezik Shonim for the loaf of bread, and the dog only has to pay Chatzi Nezik for the goddess. So the Gemara says, Omar of Mori, five lines up from the end of the Omer, Omar of Mori, Merida of Kane, Zoy Soymeres. On this hill, we see the Stam Dalsois Chasuris Hein Eitzel Kedev. Now, although the door was blocking the entranceway for the dog to come in, there's no impediment for him. Stam Dalsois. The dog can crawl underneath and get into the chotzer without much of a problem. They say merit from the fact that we see that the mission said that you're chayiv, what are you chayiv? You see, there must be that must be that the dogs are able to get into this chotzer, and therefore the balak kelev was pesheya. Balakera was Pesher from letting his animal roam the street because his animal could get into people's chatzeris. And if he gets into people's chatzeris, he will cause damage. Now, the Gemara is quite cryptic. The Gemara doesn't say what the focus is. Which chim in the Mishnah do we see this point? Do we see the point from the Pandyas being Ezek Shalem for the loaf of bread? Is that the point? Why is he paying Ezek Shalim? It was shovel. There's a war around it. Why should he pay Ezek Shalim for it? Is that the point? Or is the question on the goddess? Why does he pay what he pays for the goddess? Why does he pay Ezek for the goddess? It was protected. Why should he have to pay? It's not clear in the Gemara what the point of the or if Maury's statement was based on. Yeah, I see. Which one was it on? Was it going on the loaf of bread? Or was it going on the goddish? Was it going on the fact that the owner of the Kedah, Balakedah, has to pay full damages for the loaf of bread? Why should he? It was protected. Why should he do that? Okay, it's not protected. That's where he has to pay full damages. Or going on the goddish. Why is he paying the goddish? It's protected. It's not protected for the dog to get in. Or maybe it's going on both. If we look at Rashi and Tesis, we'll see there's a machlokes on this point. So, Jason. Let's see Rashi first. Zois oimers. Medachai v'lebal kelev achar nezik sholeim. Since the Baal Kelev has to pay full damages for the Charoro. Since the Baal Kelev has to pay for what? The cake, the food they eat, has been Ezek Sholem. Alma lav shinoihu. As you see, it's not a shinoi. The fact that the dog had to dig underneath. So the two big kiddushim in this Rashi. Number one, Rashi tells us the shayla was on the charoro. Shayla on the charoro. But why do we say that you have to pay full damages for the charoro? It was protected, and if so, the animal had to do a weird thing to get to it, to eat it. You only have to pay Chatzi Nezek. Kamashram on the Gemara, so you say, no, it's normal, and therefore you pay Hezek Shalim.
Could be.
One thing we do see from Rashi, the Rashi said the focus is on the Chara. Okay. You're welcome to the family. Good, fine. But let's say what Rashi is saying. Rashi said the focus on the Chara, and the same thing says that's not the case. But Rashi said the focus on the Chara, and what? There was a haven in there. You should only pay half damages.
Yeah.
Right. Why could it care? It's a little bit strange. I would have thought that the Havamina wasn't protected. It's pure oiness. The fact that dog got in. That's what I would have thought. I would have thought it's a pure oiness the fact that dog got in. No? If it was protected, how did the dog get in? Must be because some oiness happened, they managed to get in. So I would thought it should be potter, not be hard measure. So Rashi is saying none of that. Rashi is saying that no. The Met, even on the side that's protected, it just means it's protected from doing it normally. Now, abnormally, you could still do it. And therefore, why don't you pay half nezek? It should be keren, mashalon, that it's normal. And therefore, you pay an eviction.
If you go on the head that's abnormal, that it's all protected, why would one think that he would not, that he'd be punctual? Because the owner took precautions, like he got insurance. But what does that have to do with the share of the Bob Keller, who let his Keller, wasn't washing after his Keller?
If it's protected, the Keller can't get there.
But the fact is, the Keller did get there.
It must have been a shame. Or an onus, one of the two.
No, the onus on whose part?
Balakir.
Why? What's the onus?
There's no way the dog can get there. Who cares who did it? I don't have to look after my dog from eating your para because it's protected already. Who cares why is it protected? If you put your jewels inside some safe, protected. Do I have to worry now that my monkey is going to start opening your safe? No.
But why not, though?
You're just protected. It's an onus. But your diamonds, I'm okay about that.
Mm-hmm.
Your diamonds are fine.
Okay. Again, I think I'm going to follow code. Be responsible to watch his code. Make sure that
from your diamonds? Because they're protected already.
If I'm the owner of the cup, how would I know that
protection? If it is, okay, that's a new question. If it is protected, if it is protected, it's got this wall around it, right? If it is protected, so how does this monkey get in it? An oinus, I'm not high for oinus. Rashi says it's not a pshata.
No,
it's not that there's an oinus. Rather, you should only pay chatzi nezek. Really pay any chatzinezek. Oh, now why should pay chatzinezek? Why chatzinezek?
Because
there's shinoi. What was the shinoi? The shinoi was in the eating or in getting to eat?
Getting
to eat. Rashi can ask you, chiddush, put this in your notebook. Rashi should be here is that even if the shinoi was how to get to the food, that's also called a shinoi.
Even though the eating is normal.
Even though the eating was dead normal, but the act of getting to the food was abnormal, even then, it should be chatzinezek. And which Ramori said, you're right, it should be chatzinezek, but they say, Mary, I said, no, it's dead normal together as well. It's normal together, and therefore you pay the full. Nezek Shalom. This is a collected item because the Rosh, which we spoke about once before, twice before, Rosh conducted in Simon Gimel in Beit. learns that's not true. He learns that if it's normal to eat, I don't care how it happened, I don't care what happened beforehand, right? The whole sugan of Tisvog, where the sugan, there was some dog that ate sheep and a cat that ate chickens, and they were all said that the actual eating, nezek shalim, even though it's not normal, that's only on the killing. On the eating, you pay nezek shalim. It's not normal to get to it, but once you've got it, it's normal to eat. The Rosh says, I'm absolutely good. Well, the Rosh is in Gimel, it's not absolutely good. It's over there earlier. The Rosh says, well, I can't learn like Rashi. No way. No way, you can't learn like Rashi. They should pay chatzi nezek. It's normal together. I mean, it's normal to eat it. It might not be normal together, it's normal to eat it. So, the man of Rashi, the Rosh disagrees with. There's no way. Yeah. Rashi told us a chiddush. First of all, Rashi focusing on the charara and saying, from the fact that you eat the charara and you have to bring it, surely it's a raya that you don't hold all, that it must be that it's normal together. Because if it would be abnormal, then you would say chatzi nezek on the eating. That's the chiddushim mentioned in Rashi.
Does Rashi hold that way? Is there another place where Rashi holds that? It's more, you know, is consistent with that?
It is consistent with Rashi, but for another shame, maybe it isn't. It's just in Rashi. Rashi holds it, you go, even if it gets in Rashi. But you down the cigarette after Glover, everything. So if you have our RS extra RS, write them down, we'll discuss them after. Then we have to focus what we got. So that's Shittin's Rashi. Shittin's Rashi is the Zixi Meres. Then what's the Zixi Meres on the Charor? And the fact you've been here to join the Charor, Zixi Meres, and Stalin Dal Sifu Tu is saying, why don't you pay Katsin as like it's a Shino? Mashallah, it's no shino, it's their normal. That's why you pay nezek shalim on the charor. Long game stasis. Stam dal six katuri se. Tema. Dilma. Meshon. Lam tkilasu imshia. Mesefe boinas. Maybe it's because tkilasu imshia. Maybe the reason why you're chagamet, maybe it's stumos, maybe the property closed up, maybe a wall around a yard is a great protection for the dog. Yeah, and you see, they say, Mary Stamdul Dal says, Supreme, or Katori say, it's okay there. You say that, maybe not. Stamdul says, stumos. And then Stam Dals is a property closed up. There's no way the dog should be able to get there. Maybe lovely. So why on earth is the Valkyrie of time? The dog shouldn't have got there. Here it is. Mishum David's get us in Shia. This guy wants to get us in Shia. Where's the Shia? Mishum Sikhe. He was Shia. So I've got psicha, he's b'sheha because the doors should be open, because of open doors. So you know, he went through a closed door. So since he's been asked b'sheha for the open doors, so he should be chayav even for closed doors. How did you understand this? Well, should be in the space of 2 days. What does he mean? By tkilasai pshia, by open doors, mitzvah v'ayin is by closed doors. What open door? That's two doors and premises.
I try to put a smiling.
Second. Person who had the corrupt mind of this, he left that door open, which the door. That same dog could have entered through that.
But he was very lucky to slow shot, but very unlikely. Very, very unlikely. Because Somebody leaves one door open, goes out the door, so there's no difference which way the dog would walk in. The other one, this way.
I'm comparing the situation where we've got the lid before, and the lid is sufficient protection for a show on the
dog. Right.
No dog caught us with a morning. Now, he would not have been. He would have been the chair in the morning, but the event actually happened with one of them. There is a situation where he is the chair, but the incident that caused the problem was not directly to the chair.
Right, in that case, the locker is the bottle.
Yeah.
Right. That is the biggest case, too. But at this beginning of Jesus, what you're saying is towards the end of Jesus. The beginning of Jesus basically says that it's Chilasa Yishir because of an open door, it's over in a closed door. So, because it's very unlikely that such a son would be even raised. Because if somebody leaves and he was Peshair, and the dog, and he was still Peshair, wasn't Oinus, he was still Peshair, the dog could just walk around through the other door. Yeah. There was two doors where he could have got to the food.
Yeah.
So he could have walked around through the open door to get to the food.
Yeah.
So you are Peshair. You're still Peshair for that. You're still Peshair for that.
The
normal case of the also Peshair of Sefer Bo'inus is a case where I let my animal roam, right? It broke some vase. It could have walked down below and broken the vase and down. Instead, it went up to the roof. Or sorry, in the better case, it went up to the roof. It could have jumped off the roof, and that wouldn't have been a shear. Instead, it fell, and that is a shear. That's an oinus, right? So you have two possibilities that could have happened. But in this case here, the door is wide open. So what did the animal do?
The dog can push it open. It's not open. It's not fine. But aside from that,
okay,
what's the problem saying that?
What's the problem? Say the two doors.
That's what he's saying right here.
Yeah. Make it anoche. Make it anoche. He's a bishaya. Maybe it says in the Gemara that you're possible. Maybe you're chayv, but maybe there's another door open. Who said there were two doors? Who said there were two doors?
Also, saying that for some
reason. You can't make it up. The Gemara says they say merits. So what's your cash to say? How did you know maybe there's another door open?
How did you know
I'll tell you, because the mission said you're chayv in all cases. The mission said you're chayv in all cases. The mission doesn't say only chayv if the door's open. If there's another door. The mission says, Alakaror Mishale Nezek Shale. Alakaradish Khatin. That's what the mission said, black on white. Right? Sounds like Frank the Groom. I had one second. The Baal Gechelet should also have to pay. No, it was guarded. So Baal Gechelet is now apart from pay. Right? So now, on that, Murray said his thing. So on that, Murray is saying that Zeus Oymeris Stam Dalsis Faturis Yemitzel Kelet. There's a modern, which says maybe not. Maybe the reason why it's Chayev is because there was. One second. The Mishnah said that he's chayv. Now, in that case, it had to be chayv in Stam Mishnah or Ifani, right? If the Baal Gecheles looked after his Gecheles, then the Baal Akelev is chayv all Ifani. Only in a case where there's another door open. If there's another door open, then it's chayiv.
Okay.
What a major hashmota in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Baal Kelev is chayiv. You're meant to know it's talking about a case when there's another door open.
That's the position.
Yes.
You believe Mishnah that you have to us.
There are 50 million Mishnahs in the Mishnah.
The most extreme case of you never envision. That's what you're talking about.
You can't say Zoysa Meres. You can't buy Oysa Halacha Zoysa Meres, Stam Dalsis Naturis him, and have a cash on that saying because maybe there's a door.
Sure.
Okay, that's one. Okay. That's one issue. As we get to the Tosafot, we'll see another reason why that can't be the Shah. But to start off, that's the herbs. It can't be that Shah Because you can't ask the question of Rambori, who's assuming the Pasha of the Mishnah is only one door, say, no, maybe I'll take it as another door. And that door's open, and that's why you're chayav what you did. Okay, for an adab, that's not.
So that's normal. Normally, to close the door, it's not abnormal. You've done that in the normal context, but my life doesn't mind me.
Yeah, that's Chase is in the previous. So Mori said there must be Peshair regarding this dog from the fact that you have to pay what you have to pay. We have a right, you're Peshair. So praise the Gemara, maybe it's free tax, maybe not, maybe it's maybe that's why. Maybe you did a good protection. But there was a Peshair. Where was the Peshair? Since this is the open doors, we need to know which open doors. Yossi suggested one thing, I'm thinking why it can't be because it's pure Akimta making up a story or something like this. And as we go through Tosis more, we'll see other reasons why that can't be the Pshat. Let's carry on a bit of Tosis. Hold on. We'll do a Gershon pilot. We'll read through a bit more Tosis and we'll understand. Yeah. V'yish Loima. Di'im Kein Loima Chayim B'chatira Ki'im Revi'a. You would only have to pay a quarter. Just like, had the door been open, what does Kilosev Shia Vesevu Doinus mean? Kilosev Shia Vesevu Doinus means that, but Yochai, what do you mean? We treat Doinus as if there was a Shia, right? What would have been had there been not an Oinus, rather a Shia? You would have had to pay X. So even if there's an Oinus, you have to pay that amount. Now, what would have been the case of the Shia, the door open, right? Had the dog walked into the open door, how much would he have to pay? That's how much you have to pay by the owners. You would only have to pay a quarter. Had there been not through Khatira, you would have only had to pay a quarter. Why? So the Malgat Peles had to pay half. There's places. It can't be that the reason why you have to pay is based on the logic of Tosafot because the Mishnah says you have to pay a certain amount. And if it would have been based on the logic of Tosafot Shevet, you'd have had to pay only half that amount. Why? Because it's also the Balgat Peles that was also Peshair. If the door was open, then the Balgat Peles was also Peshair. So you also have to pay. It would have to be together with the Balgat Peles. So why does the Mishnah say you have to pay? What it says? What is Tosafot focusing on? Is he focusing on the Charor or the Godish? It must be the Godish, because if you're talking about the Balgat Peles having to chip in, it must be referring to the Godish. But as Tosafot said, because Tosafot, some previous Tosafot told us, that the Balgat Peles never had to look after his Charor. You want to eat up my Charor? There's no time on me, why didn't I look after my Charor? There's only a time, why didn't I look after my fire from causing a Godish to burn down?
It's a Godish.
Doesn't matter.
Same thing as the Charor.
Oh, no, it's not.
What do you mean? You just said, well, we're talking about the Charor because it's not Charor because it's his. The Godish is not for his. So then you can see apply the same discussion for Charor.
No, because like we discussed on previous show, that I first have to. Has to accept responsibility on his thing to stop it from being causing damage. Like he doesn't have to accept the responsibility on his thing to stop it from being damaged. So, says Tosafot. Right, and the Tosafot before the Chayim Balgat Peles, the Tosafot of the Chayim Balgat Peles, Tosafot says that regarding his loaf of bread being eaten, there's no tying on him, he should have looked after it. But regarding his gefilte from burning down, even his garnish, but there's a tying on him. Why do you leave your gefilte in an open that it could be, it can't be damaged? And I just saw recently, but we spoke at the chair of the parents as on that page that here he had to look after his gefilte to stop it from becoming a damager to all the other gedishin around, right? So therefore, there's a tying on him. Why don't you look after it? And you should have to chip in the fact that your gefilte also damaged your own garnish. But regarding the loaf of bread being eaten, my loaf of bread being eaten, I am not a damager. If you want to eat it, you have to pay. I don't need to look after my loaf of bread. I don't need to look after my loaf of bread from becoming damaged. That's what Tosis is talking.
I'm pretty sure the rough holds that the gefilte gets stuck off into this parah.
Yeah.
It's
coming.
Yeah. Yeah, but if they always attach, if the chor is a chor, always attach in the parah, Ashton the Chavarah becomes a damaging agent because he's going to steal it, he's going to roll with it. So you had an obligation to protect the Chavarah.
That was the pitch that Tosis told us, that we split up, we do split heads. Regarding the thing becoming damaged, that I don't have any responsibility to look after it. Regarding that very same thing from damaging other things, that I do have responsibility. But it's about Nitkal, Rorai, person trips up. Regarding damaging the guy behind him, he does have to look after himself from tripping up. But regarding his own damages, no, I don't have to look after myself from tripping up. There's a split hairs on it. But that's what Tosis taught us. So why is that Tosis saying here? And Tosis saying that the Baal Gefilte wouldn't have to chip in. To what? Why are we saying the Baal Gefilte should pay the whole thing? The Baal Gefilte should have to chip in as well. Should have to pay some as well? That must be referring to the Godish. The Tosis is discussing the Godish. Not like Rashi. Tosis is discussing the Godish. Now what? What is this? Is that a ritual? I know you want to say much. Let's be out there. Why is the mission say that the Baal Gefilte pays 50%? If it's because of Tchilosa Yipshia and Sefer Bo'inas, if that's the reason why he has to pay, because it was Fisher and he let him dog in, then we would treat it. What would be the case if it was the door would have been open? And had the door been open, how much would you have to pay? Only 25%. So now it's an onus, the maximum you would have to pay is 25%. And the Mishnah said you pay 50%. That's mufa. It's not because of philosophy, but rather because it's the met kilo open. It's the met kilo open, and therefore you have to pay his full 50%. Mm-hmm. Why is the Baal Gefilte not the bank? Tosis already said earlier that since he guarded it, like we had said before, and since he guarded it like normal people guard it, he's off the hook. And the only one that needs to pay is the Baal Gefilte. Right? So Tosis is focusing on the Godish. He's not focusing on the Haram. Right?
But if
he's
open, then that's digging under, that's not an onus, right?
That's your Mari Skiddush. Zoys Amenas is not considered that.
Not considered an onus. Had it been an onus, it would be a sin and so forth. Then he wouldn't be responsible.
So now what does Psukha mean in Tosin? Tosin said it's also in because of the door being open.
Oh,
now that we're talking about the Godish. One statement is of Shia, the same readiness, regardless, they should be.
And there's a small opening in the bottom of the crawl through.
No. Stuff is like this. We're talking about this dog, he let his dog room. He let his dog room. Let his dog room. And that dog could have taken colds from any open chotzer anywhere. I actually took it from this one. This one was closed. But it could have taken it from anywhere. He left her room. He was b'sher regarding the psukha, regarding the open. Katzeh, the open fires, and therefore, that's what this cut was. Maybe it should be a chayiv also for the chayiv, for the Godish, Medin also share the sake of bonus.
As it's the person focusing on the dog, Paul Keller, not focusing on the Paul Kaddish.
Right. Not on the Paul Rabbi. Mission spoke about the Keller. Mission said, so the Ramari is about Keller Mestapé, must be stunned, doubted, sweetened, Kasuri saying it's the Keller. Great traces. I don't know. Maybe it's because Philosophy Machas Sukha, meaning other doors. This one was closed. It's true. It's an onus. It couldn't have got through this one. But other doors, it was opening. You were negligent for that. That we should be high to us and share because of those taking coal from there. He was Beshear. So that's it. Here's that Beshear. And that's it. He's not
watching.
Assuming people are going to be guarding their fires. If I was guarded, there was an
ice.
I was supposed to be guarded. That's why it's going to be warm. He could have taken a coal, 5 or 9 dishes, and he's eating a loaf of bread. They're not focusing on
the bread. They were together.
The story that happened, we know what happened. He went and took a fire from this chotzer and burned down the gosh in the same chotzer. That was the story. It was an onus. He shouldn't have been able to get them at all. It's an onus. It doesn't matter. It should still be Chaim because he was a Pesher. Why was he Pesher? Because he let his dogs roam, and the dog roaming could find a call on the outside spot, and he would have had to say, for onus. That's what happened. Say, for onus.
See this. It's a big dog versus mine.
It's not a kid. It's a Matthias. He let his dog roam in a way they could find calls. That's what happened. That is what happened. He let the dogs roam in a way they could find calls. We're not making a kibta.
That's
what happened. The mission is talking about it clearly. He let the dog roam, right? He let the dog roam, right? That's not a kibta. That's what the mission is talking about. And letting your dog roam is leaving it in a matzah where he could go into an open field where there's calls. So you're a mission for that. You're letting your dog roam in a place that it could walk into a pot and find calls and go and burn ammunition. You did that.
Mm-hmm.
If so, you should be held responsible even if the onus happened. Which he said, no, because if it's working, it didn't cause the Jews ever own it, you have to treat it as if the door's open. That was the door's open. But it had the door being open, you wouldn't have had to pay so much. The ballot, the chess would have had to also pay for the partial. Therefore, you are potter. He also will do one more line in Tesis, and then that's the manav bana, or we call it the shot, and take it as that. Says Tosfos, Avarigatans. Don't say the Lo Yamrinon, the Los Imshir, the Bottom Suchim, the Sofoi, the Oinus, the Uli. Maybe you could have answered and said, it's not Shach B'chol. Well, you want to make a Tzros Imshir with saying the Imshir because the houses could be open. And so the bonus because the mice of the house is closed. Now why? See, maybe you can't see lots of shear that way. Why? This time you'd be able to point that beforehand. Well, keep the gamma, the only you don't have a shum shear. Regarding this knoll, the house that was guarded is not there was no shear involved with the flower. This takes us back to it's gonna bring to the sugar which we had, the duck on the base. Somebody had a pit. He covered it well for Shvorim, and not well for Gemari. And what happened was, it was Gemari Rabbein Shchi up there. The Gemari didn't walk on it, it was the Seer Tefer, it became rotten. And along came Shvorim and fell in. He was Beshea regarding camels, but not Beshea regarding Shvorim. And the Lachah was, he's bottom. My philosophy, Shevet Sefer, why shouldn't be high? You're a Trosef Sheer, you're a Bishay first. Regarding the camels, you're a Bishay. So why aren't you Chayev regarding the Sorry, why shouldn't you pay up the sun? Why is it supposed to share? Why don't you buy it? And the third of it was that since regarding these Shvarim, I wasn't to share at all, I was only regarding other things. There's no need to also be share with others regarding in such a situation. In a situation when the thing that got damaged, I was never to share for Bechlal, then even though I was to share for other things, I'm not going to be held responsibility for the owner's land. Example we spoke about. Also, if your animal goes up onto the roof and there's cutting which are right next to the roof, right next to the building. And the pshir, the animal could have jumped and broken further joints. It might as well happen they fell and broke the ones right adjacent to the building. Because the owner's means regarding this item, although the owner's happened, but regarding this item, I just pay share for it. Therefore, I'm chayv even if the owners have. But if regarding this item, I was never pre-share for it, even though I was share for other things, regarding this item, I was never pre-share for, still called an owners. If an owners have it, I'm still part. It places it. That's what happened here. That's what exactly happened here. He was pre-share regarding batim sukhim. He was the owners regarding batim dulim. So my main is not shayev to also share for several owners. Regarding this, this place, which the damage that happened here, it was null, right? So regarding this place, it was null. Nachon was peshe regarding batim tzuchim, but regarding this place, it was an owner's gomel. And if so, it should be potter. It shouldn't be shy of the rules of tchilas and shev, so it's instead, but Mori told me a din. Zayisim mes tamdasim hatu. Maybe not. Maybe because Joseph Shiva said, that's why you're chayav. Now, Joseph wants to present the teretz answer to that question. Maybe the reason why you have to come to the Zaysimers and you don't say Joseph Shiva said, is because there was no Shia regarding this house. There's no Shia regarding this house. If Shia was regarding another house, regarding this house, there's no Shia. If there was no Shia regarding this house, the rule of Joseph Shiv, Zerbein, it doesn't apply. That's why we have to come up to this area. The things we get, it's a bit hard when you have these facing. It's asking a question, now saying why a possible answer you can't say, that you shouldn't say. So it gets a little bit complicated. This got a question and gave an answer, and now it's presenting a possible answer and going to say you can't say this answer. But we have to first way to work this out is, you got the question. Let's present it as an answer, and then we'll see why you can't say it. So I've got a question. Is it possible to say here, philosophy, Pshia, Mosefer, Boris, with respect to the Baal Kelev and the Godish story that happened? Is it possible to say the rule of philosophy, Pshia, Mosefer, Boris, is higher? So Tosa says, maybe you can't say it. You know, why not? Because regarding this mokoyim, there was no pshir whatsoever. Regarding this market, there was no pshir whatsoever. The pshir was only regarding another place. Regarding this market, no pshir whatsoever. Maybe. Yeah. And so the way to work this out is, answer the question, say the answer, then we'll see why you can't say it. Right? Ain't a time, instead of telling you, this way it gets complicated. Ain't a time, suppose you have to work out why he's answering, and then you work out why ain't a time. So every time you have a thesis with the inventory, you first answer it, say legit, and then you go back to the inventory. Okay, why not? Right? Means inventory means I have a minute to answer this way. I'm going to answer this way. I'm going to answer this way, and then I'm going to why not? Okay? So, yes, you try it from that. So, what's the possible answer? Maybe. I'll try it. Why? There's no shit whatsoever here. This is the terrorist, not the aim of the terrorist. Why? So they said, maybe I'll tell you, you know why you can't apply the rule of Tzvazim Shev Sever Enes? Because there was no Pshir. You're with me or not, Yossi? There's no pshir. There's no pshir. He was not the pshir regarding this pocket. Why was he not? Pass on whether it's there. The moment now, I'll get to whether it's there or not. Can you say yes or no that he wasn't pshir regarding this pocket? Was he not pshir regarding this pocket?
Talking about the front of the telephone, right?
The Malakiyah. No, because it's protected.
It you don't have to protect your animal.
It's protected. It's protected.
But the door wasn't the choice of where to go.
But the Malakiyah was protected.
Malakiyah was protected.
So it's an onus. Was there any pshir about
this? The end of the day was onus.
Where was the pshir regarding this Malakiyah? We know the rule is that if an ox falls in and you weren't pshir regarding the ox, you are
part of the pshir regarding this. No, it's not.
Yeah,
he is.
Regarding this,
he's pshir regarding his mago.
Regarding this, Mogi was blocked. He wasn't pshir. He was well protected.
Even though he's not there, he's protected.
Or he's pushed in. He's not there. Only in the chance that you provide.
If this is protected, then I don't have any responsibility to stop my animal from trying to get into it. It's protected.
But it's not.
It wasn't.
You didn't know.
You got in the hire for something.
Who cares?
Coming and firing me for something maybe could have happened. It was protected. I wasn't pshir. You look at, you have the drone watching on top, right? You don't know what's coming. You have the drone on top. Was the guy by letting the dog loose, was he negligent regarding what happened in this chotzer? No, because this chotzer was well protected. Although he might be negligent around the other places, rather than this place he wasn't, because this place was well protected. So it's bond. You're right, the guy maybe was wrong because he didn't know about it. He was assuming he didn't know about it. He didn't know about it. But the matter, financially liable, you can't make him because it was protected. There was an onus. So if it was an onus, it's not shared but well to have. It also cheer. It's an onus. Should be fine. Because there's no onus. There's no cheer. No cheer. Is that true or not? The first of all, you'll see at this stage, once you get to this line of thesis, your idea about being two doors, one open, one closed, is complete, not true. Okay. Because then, regarding this chotzer, he was pshir.
You know, he did
damage to the door. He did damage to the goddess or to the baron. That's what he did damage to.
Really?
That's what he did. And regarding this, if you want to use this chotzer, regarding this chotzer, he was pshir. Because he then could have gone around that way. What's it with this way? So in plain places, when they talk about open and closed, it's not about the same thoughts. It's talking about that he was a pshir regarding other houses. And owners regarding this, it says places. So maybe that's why you can't say it's lots of shares everywhere. Because there was no pshir. All this was. The Tariqs of the Ainatans. Now it's plugging back to this. Tyson said, Rav Mori said a statement. Tyson merits. Stam Dalsis Khaturis. This is a question. What's the question?
How do you know? Maybe it's a different answer.
Maybe different answer. Maybe it's because of Tosop Shiro Sedrain. Tyson suggested now we could just answer it. No. You can't use Tosop Shiro Sedrain. There's no Shiro. And if so, your question of taste is now out the window. Right? The question of taste is resolved. We now understand why he said what he said. There's nothing to do with the thoughts of Shiv Sevenus. Now, they said, no, not true. My question was a good question. I still have a good question on the model. Because this text, which you just answered to me, is irrelevant. The fact that regarding this mocking, there was no owning, there was no Shia, doesn't help. It's not the same as the case of the book. Why not? There's places. Let's just go back. The government in the Udim, Loyavan Shumshir, that Gabin Udim, Therefore, this, no, you can't apply the principle. Like we find simile to the Amina Barporo, like we find the fifth day to the Aminon. That since the animals have cherish, the animals are dumb, they will fall into pits even in the daytime. But pikeach, animals won't fall in pits in the daytime. We don't say that. We don't say that somebody leaves a pit open and a pikeach falls in. We don't say a chayv to pay. Migu, that he was a tchosef sheir, because a cherish could have fallen in. Why not? But regarding this pikeach, I wasn't pesher. And also we say, we do not say that since he was a pesher for gemali, he's a pesher also for shvarim. Because since for the shvarim, he wasn't a pesher. Therefore, he's not going to be chayim. It says Tyson, so maybe that's a rule here as well. It says, no, it's differently. This case here and the case of the gemara in Hapar, two different cases. The hosom vadai loy omri non migo. There we don't say the hosom shiv say vayas. Meshum del gabi pikeach. Since regarding the pikeach, or the gabi shvori, or regarding the shvori, handing zokin, those two that got damaged, loy poshi klav. He wasn't pishay at all. Aval hocho, by him, pishayu bikelev ze. He was pishay regarding his kelev. The Indian Zeha Godish, regarding this Godish, Nias Nizek, the Gechaltoi Bibshir. So he was Besher regarding his dog, vis a vis regarding this Godish, in a case, Nias Nizek, the Gechaltoi Bibshir, Hecha Shalai Shoma Gechalt. In a case where the dog wouldn't have been protected, then the Bala Kelev would have been Besher. Therefore, the Kachish is Chayim Afil Binizokim Ba'oinus. Therefore, it should be Chayim even Binizokim Ba'oinus, Lemal de Machay Tchelos Ibshir Vesev Ba'oinus. This is the word of Tosh. What does Tosh mean? What's the Chilch? Yeah. What's the Chilch? Yeah.
I think it's
being the Bari Tanam. No! Everyone said that would be much easier. He's listening. No. He's not saying. This is differentiating between the case of Aparo, the case of the pit, and Alpes. Case of the pit, the shell falls in your pot. In the case of our case, Yechai. In the case of the shell, there wasn't a case. In the case of the shell, the Bechlau wasn't Bechlau regarding the shell. The shell Bechlau, he wasn't Bechlau regarding the shell.
The shore.
So the ox shouldn't have fallen in. Right? The shoy could care. There's no way that ox should have fallen in, so I'm not going to be a chayv for it. You don't say, well, your friend chayv for chayv, should be chayv for pikeach. No, regarding the pikeach, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm going to be potter. Masha ain't came in. You were pishay. When was I pishay? Had the guy not locked up his house, then I would have been pishay. Right? Had he not locked up his house, then I would have been Bishar. If so, I'm going to be chayv, even if the guy did lock up his house. It's an interesting thing. Me letting my dog roam the streets is an element of shir. Why? Because my dog could cause damage to a particular gosh. The fact of the matter is that the owner actually locked up the Godish, that's not going to make it that I'm going to be potter within the odds of Shiva Sivabari. Within that it was an owner the whole time. No. You were a share by letting your dog roam the street. So regarding that Godish, you were a share. It just happened to be that somebody locked up that Godish. So it's a differentiation between what was the reason why the onus happened? If the reason why the onus happened was because some, what was the reason why it's an onus? I'm saying, what's the reason why it's an onus? If the reason why it's an onus is because I never did anything that could damage, then it'll be a problem. If the reason why it's an onus is just because of a side reason that somebody locked it up, But you, mitzad yourself, you were up and shared, you let the animal roam, and it could have caused the damage had that person not locked out. From there, we would say, in the end of the day, the guy did lock out. But you were Bishar. The one who let the dog roam was Bishar. Since the one who let the dog roam was Bishar, you apply the rule of Tzvatzim Shitzim. Here's the chiddush. Regarding digging a pit, was I Bishar at all regarding PKS?
No.
No. By letting my dog roam, am I Bishar? Of course you're Bishar. Of course that's wrong. If it would cause damage, would I be chayiv? Would I have been chayiv? Sure, because I was Bishar. Right? If a dog making a pit, if there's only a pit came around, not Bishar, maybe they should fall in. If an animal does fall in, it's an ape. There'll never be a matzah where there was a pshin. But letting my dog roam around, which could cause burn down bodies, of course not a pshin. Had it been open, what would have happened? I would have been chayiv. The only reason why it should be potter is somebody else locked it up. That's not called, that's not compatible, not the same bechlal as the case of that point. Never, you would apply the rule of to also share the same things.
What about lost the different of something? Robert's name is Nika of one house versus the other house.
Yeah.
So if he's for sure in regards to the open houses, why are they not considered for sure regarding the moon? He's in seven. If the two separate buckets, he's pushed out for letting the dog roam around. I don't know what case was in there. But the animal goes into the house that's open. He's pushed out in the case. And the animal instead waits for his onus into a house that was not open.
I have to.
You should still be hiding what you want to say.
Why? Regardless, this goddess could never have gone burned down. It's protected.
It's pushed out for other ones.
For another goddess, but not for this goddess. No, the halacha is. Lots of Shiva said everybody this has to be on this thing. We saw the rise of Shalom Yomar. By the case of the cat, he's on the cat.
Moses would say he is bullshit regarding this door, even though it's not open.
Why? Because you were Peshair letting your dog roam in a situation where this door could have been open. But regarding this God is your Peshair. The rule of Tzvatzim Shir, say Bo'inus means that even though this item got damaged Bo'inus, since I was negligent regarding this item, it's considered that you were Peshair for this item.
What's the case of the two buttons?
So Tosfos had a kasha. And why don't we say that Tzvatzim Shir, Sefer Bo'inus, Tzvatzim Shir regarding getting a call from another hand. So say right, there's the Maisa, how it got into this thing, it smashed up. So say, maybe you could have answered, no. This place was protected entirely. And nothing could come into this house. And therefore, I wasn't Bashir regarding this. That's what Tzvatzim wants to suggest. Maybe the rule of Tzvatzim Shir Sefer Bo'inus doesn't apply, because this place, this goddess was protected for Knox. Nothing can happen to it. Only this can happen to it. No shear. So maybe this place I'm protected, maybe I'm hot. That places question now. Maybe I would answer the question. I've got a question to ask the shear. No, this place was protected. It's not. The only reason why it's protected is because somebody protected it. But you were negligent letting your dog roam the streets on the chance that this might be open. And if you've been a matzah, you were certainly for sure. The fact that it happened to me that somebody locked it will not make, therefore say, well, this thing was always, there's no shear involved regarding this. Because there was a shear. You let your dog roam, which at a risk it could come into this market. And if it would come into this market normally, you would definitely be sure. And that somebody locked it, will not therefore tell you that you're often. There was an element of share with your dog roaming in it. Even though in the end it crawled underneath, so what? You were an element of share letting the dog roam. Let's sum up the tesis and hopefully I'll be clear. Let's sum up the tesis. Tesis starts off with a kasha. What's your Mori telling me? First of all, Tosfos is discussing the Godish, he's not discussing the Chalitza. Tosfos is focusing on the Godish. Why is Rambori saying that and that's why you pay Chatzin Nezik on the Godish? Maybe the reason why you pay Chatzin Nezik on the Godish because you're Pesher regarding the Godish. Why is he Pesher? Where's the Pesher regarding the Godish? Well, where was the Pesher? Well, he could have got called for something and burnt it. How?
Because Pesher would tell them
the Keren. All we do is the Keren. Maybe the reason why the Keren is trying to pay for this Godish is because he was Pesher. What do you mean by Pesher? He wasn't watching his dog. He could have gone into another house, taken out, and burned down his Godish. Maybe that's what he's tied. Or now that we've seen the end of Tosfos, we can have to just a new shot also in the beginning. Maybe it's Pesher regarding this mockering had it been open. Had it been open, he would have been Pesher. So the fact that it's closed is a reason, not a reason to be bottom. It's Gossip Shia. The Seder Bain is, had this place been open, he would have been Pesher. So the fact that it's closed should be a reason, it's not a reason to pass it. Right? Same thing that the with the same new shot will have beginning. Today's our Sakasha that Gossip Shia will say, but in should be high. Maybe had you been a Gori, that's Lisa Mastam does for Tuesday, maybe not. Maybe the reason why you are high is with Gossip Shia will say, but in a spot's the Pshia. You let your dog roam in a situation when you could have come into this spot.
So we should kind of at the end. Why would we become a to pay more in the case of Shia?
Answers places. Right? Answers places. No, it can't be Machaga more than what would have been had there been Shia. Had there been Shia, it would have been 25%. Therefore, even by onus, you should only pay 25%. And if the Mishnah says that you have to pay 50%, is there a that stand down so it's absolutely significant? It must be. That is not going to be the cost of shares with the image. We're on the standards is for chasing the future. Okay, so now we have a new shot in the beginning of Tosfos. A new shot. The Tchalosib Shir Severinus means the Tchalosib Shir regarding I let my dog roam and had the door been open, it would have damaged. The Severinus might say the door was closed. In which case, the answer no, because it only be high 25%. Not 50%. And if we see a high 50%, must be there was probably good and standards, it's not too soon, it's about it. Then the place says, okay, that was good. Sukha means that this door couldn't be open, and Stuma means that this door, the Meister was closed. Right? So now Tracy says, well, maybe not. Maybe I could tell you did not. Maybe you don't apply the rule of Tosfos Shir and the Severinus. It could have been over because the Maitse was closed. This thing was protected from bleeding. Maybe it's the same as the case of Shopikap. The Shopikap, since the Shopikap, there's no chance of me causing it damage. I'm not chayev. So to him, since there's no, the Maitse was closed, and since there's no chance of it of me causing it damage, then maybe there's no rule of Tchilosef Shiva Sevilain. Maybe my question wasn't a question. Maybe we don't need to answer what you're answering that since it would have only been 25%. Cash. There's no shear in it. This place was closed. There's no shear. Maybe my cash was a mistake. This place wasn't a mistake. Because it's not the same as the case of the show and the go on the Shaker Care. In the case of Shaker Care, you ask Hashem when he dug that pit. I might be share regarding Shaker Care. Am I doing anything wrong regarding Shaker Care? I'm not doing anything wrong.
In the daytime,
right? Because the Shaper Care can't fall in and they don't do anything wrong. Nothing wrong. I'm not being shared at all. So, of course, I'm not chayv if the care falls in. I hear you should call him. Say that. This thing I'm not. So, Inkin, in this case here, where he lets dog roam, it's what Yasser was saying before, but now then it's really saying it. That, of course, I was being shared. I can't assume that he's going to be locked up. Of course, I was being shared. I let my dog roam. Dog grooming could come into this guy's field. The fact that the guy locked up is not something which I can assume. Of course, I was sharing that. Therefore, the fact that he actually locked it up, that's not going to say, take away my shift. I'm going to take away the shift. So if the animal does crawl underneath, which is the readiness, I was Bishem. Therefore, I have to pay for the rubbish. That was Bishem. Was my shift? That's in my dog room. What could happen to the dog room? It could go into this place. If it goes in this place, it would burn down the garbage. So therefore, the rule of Tchazot Shiva Sivrin does apply here. If I got a good question, why here? The Mori says this and that, maybe not. Maybe it's only because of Tchazot Shiva Sivrin. No, it's like you said before. You can, like Tchazot said, he would only pay a quarter. Only pay half, must be because of the Mori. Okay?
You can get that right from the beginning. The fact that our mission, if you go down the book if you go down that road and suggest that, then it's going to be period.
That is what it sounds right here, yes.
Yeah, so.
Now, but it's wrong to say, maybe it's not a mistaken question. Maybe you can't apply the rule of trust and ships over here because this thing was always protected.
Mm-hmm.
Answer is no, you cannot apply the rule. Because I was the share. This one was the same thing, but I was the share.
Mm-hmm.
It's different to a case of a show to care where I wasn't the share of the club. Mm-hmm. If I don't care, I wasn't the share of the club. Yeah, I was the share.
Because you laid it down wrong.
So the met it's got
some shit. So this is also then the difference between Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi accepts the idea that with respect to, by focusing on the Gerarda, and that it could be onus or whatever by the Harari, the fact that even though that happened, Rashi seems to hold that the owner of the dog doesn't, you know, can rely on other people locking in. I'm not ashamed for that.
Well, Rashi didn't care.
No, but he said Rashi's using the idea that perhaps that this was a shinoi,
right?
Okay. If Rashi had understood this is a shinoi, then I'm in for this. I'm not
responsible. Okay. Shinoi is wrong. Yeah, Rashi does not give me the rules. Rashi is saying that. That the Havamila was, it should be a shin.
This right,
there's no sound it's a shin. And we always knew what it was. The Havamila was, it's a shin. Right? Mm-hmm. There's no sound it's a right, okay, that's Rashi. Tosafot said that sound it's an onus. They said that if it would be an onus, then you would only pay half because the Balaga Kelet would also be paid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay? So just this one that the chiddush came out at the end of Tosafot, to learn back to the beginning, a new pshat in what the beginning line of Tosafot is. Not talking about the two doors there, and not talking about also another door from another place. We could have caught cold from another place. Once we get to the end of Tosafot, we have a new pshat. Maybe it means like this. Now, it's philosophy sheer regarding had this door been open, the sefer onus, the maaseh was closed. Right? So I was sure because it could have been open. Say minus the mice was closed. Answer is right. It's for us if she is safe for owners. But you only have to pay a quarter. Why are you paying a half? Must be. It's not even an owners. Must be some glass of Yeah?
That's our required. That's
right. Okay. You're not it?
Last week it's not an owners.
That's what Amari's telling us. If we see you pay full debt, full half, yeah, that means the Bala Kedem has no partner, it must be that the Dal sits off a choice.
He's pushed here.
Which is retorted.
So it's not, because it's expected.
Because it's normal for dogs to go out. Normal for dogs to go out. But Met, if it wouldn't be normal, then you would be high in the quarter. Why would you be high in the quarter? Because you're Bishay, you let your dog roam. It could have been open. It was closed, it's an onus.
He was pushing out of the split room. If the door was open.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Birth goes down. Then they were saying birth of cold.
Right.
And it's common for feasible for these animals.
Yeah.
So
isn't it tantamount?
So is that is he not called Boucher right now?
Who's he?
The dog owner.
Sure.
He's a Boucher.
Absolutely.
Why should he then be off the hook on the skills?
Who says off the hook?
Yeah, he had to town opposed to say now that he's a Boucher, he should obligate him to full desert.
Okay, I'll see that second question.
That's so sort of.
Yeah, she also asked a question by Karen and by Suresh. Right. Why do you ever say it's happening over by Karen? Or happening over by Suresh? Why don't we say plus of Shia? Because of that Shen normally, or because of that Karen. Yeah, Shen normally. Why don't we regular, Shen regular? Why don't we say plus of Shia? And even though at the end it comes into Karen, you should be high on the chances. That's a question. A simple answer is you don't go from one to another. Right? That's a simple answer. And more than that, you're not given. Yeah. And that it was said by Lacha Mishnissim. By Lacha Mishnissim, I said to the Met, this is meant to be pure ego.
But when we have swore, for a typical case, that's when the animal is very proper. That's the deal. It can be from what walking in public and painting the rocks and
somebody's property. Or said those rocks. Also said it just through him. So for me, that's a I prefer that. Okay, so we've got a new shot in the beginning of Jesus. What's mean by lots of Shia regarding open? He let his dog grow and it could have been open. What's so for owners? I might say it was closed. A new shot. Right? That'll be the end of Jesus. Lots of Shia. Could have been? Okay. What's your opinion?
And so then that means that the owner of the dog has to protect his dog from going into that open space because of the door open. And so,
in which case?
The door is open.
But actually, it's only been 25.
It's only been 25? Because the owner of the house is also.
Another guy of those.
She had two parties being shared.
I see what I'm doing. So wrong. That's the left door. We're not talking about the case with the 2 doors. One door, the mice was closed, but it could have been open. It was a share, regardless of the fact it could have been open. It was closed. So it's still good to cross some share of safety. Okay, what we're learning now, we have a sugar starting line. Sugya of Pipar. That's what it's called.
Mouth
of the cow, right? So we have to start from the Gemara. The Ochla Hecha. It's like three lines, 4 lines up and then the Ahmed. So this sugya is—it's now it's a whole new sugya which takes you all the way to the Mishnah. So maybe we'll do it that way again. Gemara Rashi for the Mishnah, and then afterwards we'll go back to the big sugya. Right? Okay. So it's Gemara Rashi for the Mishnah and 10:30 on Sunday.
Okay. So this is a good reason to hear every day.
No,
that's not good.
Once again,
Korach.
That's the way to do it.
Right,
but that's it. Yeah,
China right. Revolt.
Yes, China Revolt.
Yeah.
Yeah.